Hello, idealists. Welcome to today's workshop. Get my mouth working. Good morning, wherever you are. And I'm really excited about today. I love these sessions because we get to work a little further in on one of our growth zones. And I'm just really excited. I'm on the tail end of a cough. I thought it was gone, but this morning I've been, you know, there's a remnant where it just is kind of a little sticky and right at the end of it. So excuse me if I start coughing at any point, but actually I feel really, really good and really happy to have you here. I know we have a couple of apologies. I know Karen thought she might not be able to make it, but I can see she's here. Sonia Maloki is unable to make it. And if anyone else was an apology, thank you for the birthday wishes, everybody. Cat got out of the bag way too early. I did not see PJ post that inside the group, but thank you. I've had lots of beautiful messages and the team just sang me happy birthday. We've already had some cake and PJ and I are going to grab some lunch today, even though it's scheduled to be storming and we have an outdoor table. We'll figure it out. But thank you. Thank you. There's all these messages flashing and I can't see them. It's in chat. Oh, it's all beautiful birthday wishes. Thank you. If you're listening to the recording, it's my birthday, in case you don't know what's going on. Let's go ahead and get our cameras on so I can see all your gorgeous faces. Let me have a look. Yay, here we go. Some have cameras on. Hey, Karen. Yeah, great. Had a great session with Ange yesterday, an interview that you'll find over on our page. Maria's there. Fran, good to have you here. Hope the little one's better. Sean's here, which is great to see. Welcome, welcome. Oh, okay, I can see some people arriving. The lovely Deb's here, Julie's here, Linda's here. Very good. Here's what we've got coming up. We have some ideal moments to cover off. We are talking sales and marketing all month long. We will have a little bit of homework at the end of today. And then if we have any time, we will answer some questions. But we do have a Q&A call later in the month. No, when is it? It must be next month, all about Q&A for this particular topic. Now, one thing I need to apologize for is that I thought I had done all my personal brand accelerator reviews and I was very proud of myself last week. And then I saw a couple of you say, but I had put my form in and I didn't see. And so what had happened is that we hadn't gotten notifications from the system. We use WooFoo forms to say that they had come in. So the team's collating them for me now, along with the new ones that have been requested this week by some people who hadn't yet asked for a review. So I will be doing all of those next week. And for those of you who had requested one and know that there's an email from me with a link to a video where I've actually gone through your website, your social channels, and the areas that you have been using to build your personal brand, and I've given you some feedback. And I know some of you have opened them because the system gives me a notification that says, your video has been viewed, and others, it looks like, haven't had a chance. But if you have any questions about anything that I said in there, then just go ahead and post something in the group and we can work on it from there. All right. We are diving into a new growth zone. We've been on planning for the last month. This zone is not only for here in Ideal, but it is going to be our theme across the whole organization for December, which is just around the corner. Of course, we go deeper here with this session and then with our Q&A call. And we're going to be applying the Ideal Business System to this growth zone and demonstrating why we're going to start with identify, which is what most of today is about, and then go through the system. We're going to be talking more specifically about sales and marketing, as I said, but about your 2020 marketing promotions. So marketing is a growth zone that we do visit multiple times a year. We may only touch on technology once and maybe people once or money once, but sales and marketing we touch on again and again because it is just that important. This one in planning, we do more than once a year. Now, sales, no problem, Sonia. Sales are the lifeblood of your business, but for many businesses, it can be still very ad hoc and marketing can be reactive rather than proactive, meaning that you can have really busy times and really quiet times. And what I'd love for us to see as idealists is for us to have our 2020 promotions in mind now. Ideally, the whole year, and if not, then definitely the next 6 months, because literally in a couple of weeks, it's going to be January, then it's going to be Australia Day, and we're going to go, what the heck happened, right? So today, we're going to be talking at a big picture level about how to put those promotions in place and what to think about, what types of promotions might be good, giving ourselves lots of lead time in order to be able to capitalize on those. Oh, Julie had some trouble getting in. Well, I'm glad you made it. Great. All right, good. So last month we talked about planning and we looked at generally personal, putting milestone birthdays in, family holidays, kids, vacations. And it was across all the zones. Are you going to be systemizing your business? Are you going to be bringing on new team members? Is next year about having some new technology? So that was kind of where I was hoping by the end of this month, you had done your generic sort of plan. Just before we move on, and again, don't worry if you haven't, but could you just say, let me know in the chat, have you made progress on your 2020 plan? Yes, no, in progress, something. Yes, says Ange. Great. Quick response. High level done, says plan. Making baby steps, says Linda. Chandra says progress, more to dive into. And I know you've had a couple of days with it. Maria says yes. Karen says in progress. Jane says yes. Christy Lee in progress. Work in progress. I've started. So the weeks are going to get away from us. So I encourage you to get it as complete as possible. And sometimes making decisions can bring up a lot. It's like, is that what I really want to do? Can I put that on the calendar? Because what if it doesn't work out? And especially if we're putting things on the calendar that we've put on before and it didn't work out, those past failures can sometimes stop us from really going out there and going for what we want. But my encouragement to you is to act as if anything is possible and start to map out your year based on what would be ideal for you. The right cadence, the right number of promotions, the right number of vacations, whatever those big chunks are for you, those big rocks, those strategic objectives. Well, we'll circle back to that, remembering that this program is about creating your ideal business and moving you more and more from solopreneur to entrepreneur, where you have a business that has systems and people and money and planning and all those things. And one of the things you're going to hear me talk a lot about in the new year is team. And even if you're like, well, no, I'm good being one person, it's like, who is supporting you? Who is doing your books? Who is doing your website? How can you create more support for yourself? But that's in the new year. Right now we're talking sales and marketing. And before we do that, there's a couple of ideal moments that I want to highlight. Firstly, Robin put this next post in the group about authors. So there are a number of you who have written books and we want to profile you and promote you. And so if you go to that post, you'll see a link that will allow you to fill out just a few questions about your book and upload an image of the book, and that'll allow us to promote it for you. And we'll promote it on all our social media and in our groups. So you definitely want to do that. The other thing, of course, the big news, we know Karina's been working on her website for a while, so it has been released. Yes, big round of applause. Anyone who's ever built a website knows what a big job this is. And as you can see, she's taken on board everything she created around her ideal client, the curvy woman with a statement jewelry. And you can see right here, she had this post where she was looking for feedback, which one of these images should be the first one at the top of her website. She got great feedback. It's a really lovely range. Karina, if anything, lean more into the curvy women in everything on your side. I have told your story so many times, and what happens is people's lights come on because they hear how targeted you are, and I really want you to lean into that. I do not worry about leaving any money on the table, and the range is fantastic. I love it. I love statement pieces myself, so very exciting. I do want to jump into the site and spend a little more time and see if there's any recommendations I can make, but I know you've already had lots of feedback, and the main thing is now driving eyeballs to that site. So I know that you're already getting support from people who know more about that than we do around SEO and e-commerce, but really it is such a traffic game. As long as the functionality is there on your site, it's all about getting those right eyeballs there. And I think there's lots of opportunity for you to use the share your offer and share your news posts inside of the network to sell lots of stuff before Christmas. And if you're looking for gift ideas, really reasonably priced products inside of the Plum Petal site. Yeah, and Julie says, I love the clear niche market she has created. That's about you, Karina. And Karen saying, this is awesome. Karina, well done. And what an achievement. Yeah, you're getting lots of love here in the chat. It really is beautiful. It looks really, really good. Also, yes, we talked about personal brand. Chandra is doing a series. I love series. I find that anytime I can put a container around a promotion I'm doing, it kind of helps me keep focused. It's like when I do Reach Week, which we didn't do this year, but we've done before, it's a whole week focused on reach and there's daily Facebook Lives and guests and lots of activity, but it's done in a week. Or when we used to have our social media for small business webinar series, it was a theme and we could just slot the right speakers in. There's something about that that makes execution so much easier. And so what Chandra's doing is she's doing a podcast series for women over 40 who have had a career change. This is brilliant because it's going to attract her ideal client and it's also going to give her lots of stories that she can share about the types of changes women have made, and she can weave into that her own philosophy on what works when it comes to transitioning in a career as she takes the interview content and then knows who her ideal client is and can map that message across. Very, very exciting. And if that fits you, then Robin, maybe you could put the link here. If that fits you, if you change your career after the age of 40, and that might mean you had a job and then you started your business, then you might be a great podcast guest. It's a great show up, speak up opportunity, and definitely a lift up one from the point of view that Chandra is inviting us to put ourselves forward for this. She's got a great application form. We answer a few questions and she takes it from there. So all very good. Oh, great. And that's it there. All right. And Linda asked for help too. I love that you are using the group to ask for help. Linda is also looking for people to interview from a client, ideal client perspective. Because you remember that Linda posted that wonderful video where she has done a pivot with her message and she's working with people with a particular condition, something that she's struggled with herself, which I think is so good, so targeted. But she put in this request for market research to spend some time with some women. So if you know anyone, please send them her way. All right. Very good. Oh, that's me, says Fran. Oh, Fran, well done. You'll have to do that. Fran, are you 40? I don't know how old you are. Are you 40, you young thing? You don't have to answer that. She's 48. Oh, there you go. All right. All right. So before we dive into talking about sales and marketing, I do want to do a project check-in, but just in the interest of time, can we be very, very quick, like less than a minute each, because there are so many of us. So if you have not made my status update is, if you've not made progress, then you don't need to give us the whole explanation why. Just say, I have not made progress. It's okay. Okay, we're coming up sort of to the end of a 90-day cycle, so I just want to check in, and I do like to use this opportunity to check in with you. So I'm going to open up the lines and hear your wonderful voices. Karen, you're up first.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
So I am doing really well. I am working on systemizing the business and very focused on clockwork. So I have gone back to basics, back to mission, purpose and values. Had a great call with PJ last week as well to help get focused on that. Right. And I am about to do a delivery to our staff on where that purpose and value sits. So I'm super nervous, but super excited.
Love it. Please let us know how it goes.
I will.
Thank you so much. Ange.
Mine's finished. Perfect crew package, all finished. I am looking to do Facebook ads starting next week.
Awesome. Sorry, tell us what it's called again.
The perfect crew package.
The perfect crew package. Can't wait to see those if I'm targeted. Thank you. Christy Lee.
My project is building out the marketing mountain for HR Unlimited. It's been delayed outside of my control, which I'm a bit frustrated about. So I might put a question in the group to try and get some guidance there.
Great. Thank you so much. Maria.
Hi. Happy birthday, firstly.
Thank you.
Next week, I'm launching a 5-day mama meditation challenge, which will lead into a course offer. So I'm excited about that. So making progress.
Very good. Thank you. Let us know if you need any support. And if you want to promote it, obviously, you want to make sure you put that in the group. Thank you. Fran.
Hey. So I've been busy on delivery. I know that I've got to touch base with some clients in December and do a bit of a review. And I'm planning for next year. So, and I'm a bit scared because I've got a session with PJ next week. He scares me in a good way.
Be afraid, be very afraid in a good way. Thank you. Sian.
Hi, everyone. I'm making progress too, but a bit like the last check-in I participated in, it seems to have not that much directly related to my efforts in my project, which is marketing the two-day mindfulness, Mindful Works for Leaders program, business to business rather than business to individual. And but due to recommendations and, in fact, recently, people who are recipients of drought relief funding wanting me to do work to relieve people's distress around that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and we've had, we're in the midst of the fires here as well. So lots of distractions, but nonetheless, things keep ticking on in the right direction. So that's me trying to get back on track while, you know, participating in other things that are worth my time and effort as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you. And how wonderful that you can contribute to those people who really need that support right now. Judy.
Hi. Yeah, my colour, my Christmas offer, that went quite well for the first offer.
It did. I don't know if you guys know, but Judy, she got one sale at least, right?
Yes, yep.
And a few other benefits. And this was her first time putting out an offer. So I think it's awesome.
Ready for the next one.
Good, good, good. You let us know what you need. Yeah, fantastic, Judy. Jane. Can you hear me, Jane?
Yeah, so we week with client and the team for our Market Insiders study tour and in preparation for planning to do a couple of those next year.
That's great. Sorry, you cut out a little bit, but I got it. Yes. Yes, I know that you did. Well, you and I had a conversation last week, so I know about it. But it was a study tour that you did and it went very, very well and you're planning to do a couple more. Yeah, you
That's
seem to be breaking up. All right, sorry, it's breaking up a little. Linda, you're up next.
Hi, thank you. I'm in the middle of Project Reframe, so I'm just reframing but for my initial marketing mountain. I've got 3 avatar interviews lined up for this week so far. I'm aiming to do 10 in total so that I can really nail statement messaging, all of that sort of stuff, and really refocus what I'm planning to deliver.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, sometimes, you know, things go down a different track and you do need to reset and just go at it again. The key is to stay in motion. Sonia.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Sorry, a bit delayed. You know what? I was actually thinking that I was actually off the rails with this project, but I don't think I am because I've introduced 3 packages to my website and they are doing really, really well.
Right.
And I'm getting lots of inquiries and converting and nearly had a, I don't know what word to use, but I was just overwhelmed with inquiries and how to handle it and should I automate it and should I do that? And I had a quick session with PJ, which he really enlightened me on how to tackle this thing that I'm going through, which was really good, and to look at it and to do what I need to do to move forward. So I don't have a specific package, but I've got 3 packages that I've got, and they're just buzzing like crazy.
That's fantastic. I want you to acknowledge yourself for the progress on creating packages. One, right? You've done that just in the last whatever month, and the fact that you are getting the traffic, firstly, but the inquiries, and that you're converting them. Yeah. And so what can happen is when, you know, we go through stages in business, one, we're just chasing sales. We just need someone to buy something, right? But then we start making the sales and then the problems are different.
Exactly.
Now it's like, how do I have the people, the systems, the planning, the, you know, all those other things to keep this buzzing along? And once we've got a solid, reliable system of revenue and delivery, then we can scale. But this is just a transition towards from that solopreneur to entrepreneur. You're right in there. You're just in the messy middle right now. So I'm glad you're feeling like you have made some progress and that you have some next steps. Yeah,
yeah, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. And you're getting lots of love here in the chat and some dancing girls. Anita.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Yeah.
good. Yes, have focused on pretty much the debrief from the retreat. Looked at some numbers yesterday, set up a session tonight with the team actually to get their view on things. I've got 6 out of 10 attendees feedback surveys back. So there's some good stuff in there to learn from. And then I'm going to sit down and do some planning in January with a colleague of mine in Adelaide, because this has enlightened me to other opportunities, possibilities for the business as well. So I'm kind of starting, in a way, I'm viewing it as a clean slate approach, you know, because I see, yeah, I keep moving in this different path and it opens up other opportunities. So that's where my focus will be.
I'm so excited for you. Just so excited. And you've got that one under your belt and now you can create the next thing, you know, and that's the thing. You might do the same thing. You might do something different. You might see a way to just blow it, you know, so much bigger. I'm just very excited to see where you take it.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you. The lovely Viv Kane. Hey, buddy, we've missed you.
I'm back.
Good.
I have been very sick, which has been the story of my life this year. But the last time I was on a call, I was in the middle of a very large side project, which was rebuilding our calendar print website.
Yes.
And that is all done and dusted, and we're now on the tail end of the calendar season. And we're slightly ahead of last year in terms of sales, which I'm really pleased about because it's a pretty challenging environment out there. Mm. So, that's all. We had little bumps and scrapes along the way, but that's all happened. So I'm now going back to write my primary project. since the middle of the year, I'm now going, okay, where did I get up to? And I'm in a sort of refocus and really just get my plan sort of reframed to get stuck back into it.
Yeah, very good. And today might just be useful as well, because we are talking 2020 promotions. You might see that, you know, those email sequences, they are going to rise to the top as a priority, or you're going to figure out something else. So, but good to have you back, and hopefully you're feeling much better.
Yes.
Thank you. Julie, ta-da. I think you're muted at your end.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm done. As in, I've done all what I said that I was going to do with creating the email sequence, the reassure, orientate, and connect. And I'm much more familiar with MailChimp, so I've been playing around with that and creating emails, my newsletter. So that's all good. And great. I've just done some Google AdWords, which has worked well for me in the past, which is linked to the landing page, that whole sort of sequence. So that's all done.
Congratulations. You're ready for a new project?
Yes. I could probably tweak. And the calendar arrived last Friday, so I can put all that stuff onto the calendar, which is really good. And I listened to the personal brand feedback that you gave to me, and there's a whole heap of projects there that I could do as well. So I'm just going to take bit by bit.
Great. And Anita's saying, well done, Julie, that's heaps of work. Totally. You've built a whole funnel, so it's fantastic. Way to go, Julie, you're on fire. Awesome. Yeah, lots of love there. I'll let you read it. Let me see, is there anyone else? Oh, the lovely Chandra. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm onto the new project, which is what you mentioned. Thank you for the shout out, the podcast project. And so all the tech bits have set up for application and confirmation email. And I started promoting that in the last week, and I've had, I think, about 18 people apply.
Yeah. And you want 40, right? 40 is the goal?
Yeah, my sweaty palms was 40. And depending on, I want to try and get a balance of stories and things like that. So there's some that are probably a little similar, but I'm just going to see what comes in. And but I've been really pleased by the response, and some of the stories that have come through I think will be really great. So I'm excited about doing that.
Very cool. I like the shoulders. That's very good. Thank you. Joe.
Yes, well, I've been busy. That's why I'm a bit late this morning. I've been talking to someone who's going to help me with the funnel and to set up all MailChimp and everything. So I've been working on MailChimp the last couple of days and got the newsletter that I'm going to be doing sorted out. And then I've also been working my website, trying to get that sorted out. And I've written a blog to get ready for the newsletter. And then I've now worked out an like a timetable for the workshop marketing that I'm doing.
Very good. Yeah, great. Wow, that's lots of progress. That's
fantastic. Yeah. And after your message, after we talked last time, or...
It was my personal brand accelerator, probably, wasn't it?
Oh, no, because your emails always go in my junk box and I forget to go and have a look. So I saw that this morning when I was looking for this one. So I'll go back and have a look at that.
Okay.
But one of your other comments was about checking with the workshop whether it was in the high volume,
quadrant. Rich quadrant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then I went back and did all my numbers again, and yes, it the workshop is probably high value. I've changed my pricing and changed my numbers, so I'm going to do and then the webinar I'm trying to do the high numbers. Low volume.
Low value.
Low value. Yeah.
I'm with you.
So I'm sort of starting to get a bit of traction going. So good.
Fantastic. And if they do go into the junk folder, you just need to train it again. I don't know if you use Google.
I've been trying to do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know why. In a junk folder. I don't know why either. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, at least now you know that that's where they might be.
I just have to look when I think about, I'm meant to be at that thing. Where's that invite?
Thank you, Jo. Okay. Francine, hi.
Hello. Hello. Sorry, I was late. I was trying to sort out Xero. Let's not even talk about that.
Oh, no.
Look now. So I don't even know how much. I don't know how much it cost me to turn on the lights. I still don't know how much it cost me to turn on the lights. So where am I at with my project? I don't know. I'm launching a membership in January, which is actually really easy for me to do. It's just another pivot because I've already got my membership site set up, etc. I've already got people who've come through my 12-week course. They're looking for something. I've already got up my 12 months worth of themes, etc. One focus for the month and all the content and collateral and everything. Actually, I'm feeling better saying this out loud now because I've just been overwhelmed listening to how wonderful everyone else is doing. So I've got all that set up. So all I actually need to do is talk to Chandra about how she's doing her podcast and find out to understand more about podcasts, because that's one thing I said that I'd give my members, and I know that there's enough to do about that, so it's just a learning. It's basically, as of January, it will go over into group Q&As, and then there's a lot of collateral, you know, there's journaling and all that sort of stuff for them to move into if they want it.
How big is your audience for possible members?
At the moment my database, I've got
the people who are eligible. Is it just the graduates of your course?
No, it'll be for anyone.
Okay, got it.
But the ones who I know who are interested right now, there's about 30 of them. So and then I've got the rest of the database, which will then be the upsell into my courses. So it's a way for them to get involved without spending the $3,000 to $5,000.
Right. Okay, great. Well, let us know how you go. So this is a different project. So the other project was about splitting out courses.
Oh, yeah, no, I did that, launched them. They've been running for a while now. So I've had 15 people through one of the courses.
Right.
And the other one, the smaller one, is going to be part of the membership. So it's going to be a staple thing. So it's all just, it literally is, it's the same stuff, just moving it around.
Very good. Thank you. I will keep moving along. Sonia, hi. I know you weren't here right at the beginning, but I'm not sure if you caught what we're doing. We're doing like a really quick update on project.
Yes, no, it's good. It's good to be here. Thank you. Good to see everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, so lots has changed for me as well. I've actually been quiet, but head down, bum up, working a lot. And I have decided to, rather than go for an offer to grow the agency, as you all know, like I've been really trying to go online. And so I've decided to take a step back and just think about a course that I want to do. And so I have done that, and I've decided to really niche the course specifically for surgeons and medical specialists and helping them to scale the business online, and specifically for medical practices that want to bring digital marketing back in-house. So I've completed all the course topics and module criteria, and I've been working on a couple of websites. So my existing website, Digital Marketing Specialist, the new design has just completed, which will be focused more on this specific niche. So I'll have two ways of, do it for you versus done with you. So just building some content, blog posts, purchase some equipment now. So I'm just on that, which is really nerve-wracking for me. I just don't like it, but I know that once I start, I'll probably get into it. So, I think
that's great. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Yes, I know that because you and I had an exchange that you are working on that course, and I know how much work goes into that. So congratulations. Yeah. And Selena.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. I was playing up with the microphone a bit, wasn't working. Okay, great. So the project with anything to do with introverts, it's going slowly. I'm focusing on selling the actual ebook, Tapping for Introverts, and contemplating. It's like really haven't settled on a specific direction, and that's okay. I would like to move faster, but I'm doing daily steps in looking at that. And then, some old clients have come, contacted me, maybe because it's around Christmas, and they have asked about my courses about cravings, busting food cravings and weight loss. So I just thought maybe I will put, and that was like in the last 2 days, I will put a 6-week course for weight loss again, because that is so easy and I've got everything ready. And I actually did close down my website, The Weight is Sober.
That's great.
And I was like, why did I do that?
Well, because you were focusing on something different, and so you can't be split in two different places. So I think you probably made the right decision based on what you thought you were going to be doing.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
Yeah, so still deciding.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Like you said, you're making, progress. It's not easy. Okay, Yua, hello.
Hi, everybody. I'm in the car, which is why... Oh, hang on. Are we here? Oh,
yeah, where have I gone? Can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay, good. Sorry, I'm in the car, which is why I didn't bother putting the thingy on. I'm like...
You've just cut out. We're not getting any sound. All right, we're going to move on. Sorry, Kay. The sound wasn't working. All right, well, thank you, everyone. Wow, I'm glad there were so many of you here and so many check-ins. And, yeah, it's really easy to hear someone else's and think, oh, gosh, I haven't been doing much. But you have all been doing what you can do in the time you have. And, whatever state of mind you're in, whatever state of life you're in, whatever capacity you have. So it's just about making progress, taking those small steps. And I put a note in here for Francine, and I can see your response. You have to get your finances sorted. I'm sorry, I'm going to be saying have to's, and I don't mean it that way, but you're building courses, you're going to do a membership, and you have no idea if you're making any money, right? You really need to get someone else to do the finances or somehow figure out that, because you could be digging a hole, right? And you don't want to be digging a hole. So get some support. There's lots of Xero people out there, even if you have to put a call out. And I know you'd found someone inside of the network. Hopefully that hasn't fallen through. But you know what I mean? We can't just keep creating projects and things and having money go out the door, because creating all those things take money when we don't know if we're in a hole financially. Anyway, that's what I'm going to say about that. So there are a million and one things that we could do in 2020. But at the end of the day, it boils down on what do you want to do? What is the right next step for you? And what are you going to give your precious attention to in the next quarter, in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months? Sorry about the hair. It's just really hot here in this room with the lights on. So we are going to today start to identify some of your promotional calendar items. Now, some of you have already done some work on this. For some of you, it is going to be just a bit of a needle mover just to think about it in a totally different way. I'm going to show you how we think about it. But we want to make sure that you have a promotional calendar that sort of fits nicely over your existing calendar or meshes with it. So how many of you, quick poll, how many of you have already in your planning mapped out your promotions for 2020? Do we have a poll? Here we go. You should see a poll there. Go ahead and vote. Yeah, great. Okay. I see that, Francine. Thank you. Some but not all is by far the overarching thing. Great. We can stop the poll there. Oh, no, mostly no's. Oh, no, now it's evened up again. So no and some but not all is pretty even. We can end the poll there. Yeah, great. So you can see those results there. So 6% of people, which is only one person, remember we're a small group, has mapped out promotions. And then 47% have not, 47% have some but not all. Okay, great. Good. That's good to know. Thank you. All right. So what are we thinking about? Our promotions for 2020, we want to be thinking about some things we already know. So on the next slide here, you're going to see your buyer's journey, which we've looked at many, many times. It's not the complete journey. It's just the first three stages. So when I think about what promotions we're doing, it's good to think about them. Are we looking to create awareness with this promotion? Are we looking to have people consider us as a solution with this promotion? Or are we looking to convert, to actually make a sale? And why we might think, well, all the promotions are designed to make sales, they may not be. You might have some promotions that are purely awareness building. They take time and energy, and they're going to be on your calendar. So this is just about lining up all our activities so that everything gets the amount of time it needs in order to be successful, and that we're not doing anything that we don't necessarily need to be doing. So let's dive further into these three types of promotional activities. These are how I like to think about our promotions. The first one is attracting the attention of new prospects. So here, these promotions are where you're building awareness of you and your business and your products and services. And there's many, many ways that you can get the attention of prospects. And this is something you always want to be doing. So no matter what big promotions you've got on the calendar, what I'd love to see is that you're always doing something to build awareness of who you are and what you do. And that's not something you turn the tap off on. So we are always promoting our lead magnets. We've always got at least one lead magnet on in the marketplace. We are usually running an ad, a like ad for our Facebook page. We are doing something to continue to grow the list because there is attrition in the list. People drop off. They're no longer interested. Maybe they just wanted the free thing and now they're gone. And so we want to always be doing something that is attracting attention. As I said, we have this sort of on simmer the whole time. We've got something going on, but now and then we will put a lot of energy into an attention promoting activity. So what sort of things fit into this sort of promotion? So this is going to be, actually you might as well advance because I can't tell from my notes what I've got next. Oh, this is all your lead magnets, right? So this is anything you're doing to exchange for a name and an email address, or a name and email address and phone number, depending on your business. These are free events that you might be running. They could be online events, they could be offline events, they could be free breakfasts. These are your free webinars that are purely for the purpose to say, hey, I'm an expert in this area, and you sign up to get a little bit of my expertise, I get your name. These are the conversations, your free discovery calls and chats and other freebies. So this is your attention type of activities. It's also your content marketing. These are your podcasts, your Facebook Lives, your blog posts, your quizzes. All sorts of free content would fit into this attention, attraction type of marketing promotion. Now, it doesn't have to be free. Like, you could do a very low-priced item that is designed to build awareness. but quite often, it's going to be something free. That's pretty clear? Okay, good. Excuse me. The second type of promotion is the one that aims to convert. So this is converting people from either just knowing who you are, but not having bought your stuff, to ending up on your database. So there is some conversion activity. This is where people go from seeing your Facebook ad to actually, you know, joining your pure, what do you call that? Messenger list. This is where they opt in. Excuse me. But these are also your sales promotions. These are the promotions where you are going out and you are asking for the dollar, where you are putting your what together at the top of your mountain and you're using all the elements of an offer. So these promotions, you're typically doing a few times a year, right? You're not going buy my stuff, typically every single month. Some of you have evergreen products where you are doing that, but you're probably not promoting them every single month. Maybe you are, but maybe they're more passive. But a couple of times a year, you might do a sale. Like Deb right now, which actually, I don't know what happened to Deb. I couldn't see her open up her line. Deb would be doing Christmas promotions for her products. Some of you might be doing Black Friday sales. Anyone doing a Black Friday sale? Anyone doing anything Black Friday? Doesn't suit service businesses as much, but if you can, yeah. So conversion type of promotions are very much there. You're looking for the sale. This is us opening up membership once a year. This is us promoting Ideal or promoting the Reach Retreat or even promoting the calendars, which is like a zero-sum game. But, you know, still, we're asking for people to convert to something. So conversion includes, as I said, your opt-ins, right? Converting a follower into a subscriber. It is your anything that gives you a sale. This is making offers, getting people to move up the mountain. This is your launches. I'm launching a membership. I'm launching a new course. I'm launching a book. These are your times where your cart is open. Like I said, some of you have evergreen products, but some of you, especially if you have a membership type business, you have times when you're open and times when you're not open. But you are deliberately asking for people to do something that's quite active and often involves a price point. So when we look back at our buyer's journey, when we are in that attraction mode, we are in those awareness and consideration stages. So in the awareness stage, we are attracting eyeballs. We are attracting people to kind of know who we are, to watch those videos that we're posting on Facebook. When they're in consideration, remember our consideration stage is they're starting to ask more questions. We're showing them case studies. We're showing them testimonials. We are sharing, you know, reviews. We're still in the attraction mode. But conversion lines up with the conversion step in the mountain. And in a moment, you're going to see how the other steps work that are above them. So I'm going back to models you already know, because these are the foundation. What I've given you over the last however many months, and some of you are in your second year, is some foundational tools that you can map a lot of your activity over. Am I doing an awareness campaign right now? No. Am I doing a consideration campaign where I'm showing everyone all the great case studies? Or am I actually converting? Am I asking people to join my, you know, 6-week course or to get my pre-Christmas painting offer? This is just a way to be able to sort things and say, well, when am I going to do what type of promotion? So for us, we're doing a lot of awareness and consideration every time before we open up the cart and we go for conversion. We are doing awareness all year round, and then we get deeper on the consideration content just before we open the doors to something. Right. Third type of promotion is the one about keeping attention. And this is so important, and this can be overlooked. Now that you have someone in your world, how will you keep their attention? So perhaps they've already bought from you and now you want them to make additional purchases, perhaps of a higher priced item. Maybe they've downloaded the thing, now you want them to buy the something, right? So you're going to be doing promotions that are specifically around keeping their attention. Or, you know, maybe they've taken that free trial, they've done that discovery session, but they haven't transacted with you. How do you keep them warm and interested? So the main purpose for this promotion is to keep you top of mind. This is about recency and frequency. This is about staying in touch with them often and making sure that they can recall you when they're thinking of a product or service like yours. So this sort of promotion builds loyalty. It has people come back. It builds advocacy. They tell their friends. So as you remember, they're the top two parts of the buyer's journey, but we'll come to that in a minute. This is your repeat purchases. This is maintaining contact and relationship with people who are already in your world. This is about keeping people warm and connected to you. This is where your nurture sequences come in. But it can also be, you know, retargeting content that shows up to those people so that they do see you. So if you're in our database, you're likely to be being retargeted with content on Facebook because we want to make sure that you don't forget who we are, even if you haven't done any business with us for a while. Say you bought, you know, a course from us, you know, years ago. We want to make sure that we still stay in contact with you. Some of you are doing this through your monthly newsletters or your weekly newsletters, right? So how are you maintaining connection? How are you keeping that attention? So if we look back at our buyer's journey, the loyalty and advocacy steps right at the top, they relate to keeping people. Okay, so you can see how that goes from the bottom up, from attracting, converting, and keeping your ideal clients. So next slide, please. So you want to start to think about, as you think about 2020, and we're going to have a worksheet later on, what sort of attention getting activities are you going to do throughout the year? Are there going to be lots of them? Are they going to be on simmer all the time? And Maria says, considering the buyer's journey is really helpful for planning. Thanks. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. What sort of conversion activities, converting attention promotions are you going to do, right? Because they're not all your promotions need to be asking for the sale. In fact, it actually works for you when you stack attention, consideration, and then conversion. But what sort of conversion activities and when are they going to be? And what sort of keeping attention? What about those gorgeous people already in your world? How will you maintain contact with them? Is it that you're inviting them to your Facebook page where you're going to be, or a Facebook group, because that's where you're going to be interacting? Is it that you're inviting them to listen to your podcast? Now, some of those things you don't have a lot of control over, but sending out a weekly email or a monthly email to them, that you can have control over. Sending them a freebie now and then just to remind them that you're thinking of them, you know, those sorts of things. So when we look at our 2020 promotional calendar, now is the time to start to put that together. What sort of promotions are you going to run in 2020? Now, I'm keeping it really, really simple. So you have your big calendar. If you haven't got it yet, you've got some sort of calendar. If you haven't got the Her Business one, then you'll have some sort of calendar. But at a very simple level, if you were to look at a diagram like this that just had every single month, could you write on it, in January I'm doing this, in July I'm doing this, this is a major promotion, this is a minor promotion, you know, this is an attraction, this is a conversion. Right, because there's only so many big promotions that I know we can do in a year. And we do, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But you want to think about, is this designed to attract, convert, or keep my clients? And is it a big promotion? Like, am I going to have to put a lot of resources and money? Does it require new technology and money? Or is it something that I've done before, I'm going to rinse and repeat? So are they big promotions or little promotions? So for us, we tend to have three major conversion promotions a year. These are where we're asking for the sale. So for us, they are ideal, which is typically around April, September for the network, and November for Reach. Now, the caveat with Reach is that we do a super early bird, and I know that some of you know about that, some of you have signed up for Reach, and then we will do some periodic other promotions, but it's all culminating in the event, which is actually in late October, early November. So there are three big promotions. Each one of those takes every cell in my body. It takes every staff member. It takes weeks and weeks of planning and very built out templates for our project management. They are huge projects. But they are definitely conversion activities. But we do two minor conversions. Now, one is for the Marketing Success Mastermind, which we'll open up again in January, which is our year-long marketing program, and one is for mentoring. Now, mentoring, you know, I've put it here in July, but really it's because I didn't know where to put it on the slide, because we are not actively promoting mentoring right now. We don't have the capacity, and but if we were to do a promotion, it'll be because, one, we have the mentors available, we want to build up that side of the business, and we will do it. But it'll be minor, because what I've come to know is that mentoring is most suited for women who are already members. It just makes it so much easier for everyone, because you know the culture, you can tap into other resources, and you can make the most of your mentoring. So we're making a little bit of a pivot where we're going to be putting mentoring behind the curtain of membership, and only members will have that available to them. So if we did a promotion, it would be very sort of small promotion using the communication tools we already have. So that is that. We have two attention-getting promotions a year, two to three. For example, in 2019, we had three. Now, again, these are big-scale promotions. We had a quiz, we had a summit, and then we've had a free download that we've been running for most of the year. So the summit was in February, and, you know, that was weeks and weeks in planning. The quiz, I think May is not correct for there. Anyway, this is just an example. And we never did a big promotion for it. You know, it was a big deal to put together, but we haven't actually done any major promotion for the quiz. And then we've had a free download, which is our 20 Must Enter Awards download, which we've been running all year, which has gotten us thousands of new leads. So they were all attention getting. And a lot of these, they're still running, even though that's when we launched them, they're still running because they continue to bring in leads every single day. Plus, you know, we did some low key attention getting. And that is, we started doing regular Facebook Lives since September. Weekly on a Monday. We do social posts almost multiple times a day. I was going to say almost daily, but it is daily. And then we've done a couple of free webinars, which were purely to get attention, but they weren't big promotions. And then on the attention keeping, there are two strands. We have what we do for non-buyers, people who've never transacted with us, and then we have our members. And so for the non-buyers, we are doing email nurture sequences. And the weekly Facebook Lives, they're kind of for those people, and so a social post. But the members, we put a lot of work into engaging people in the group, right? That's how we keep our members. Lots of engagement, lots of support, lots of loving our members. We have a weekly newsletter that goes out without fail every week, and we are sometimes sending out physical items as well. It's your anniversary as a member, or you're a new member, or right? So that is kind of what we've been doing. And so our 2020 will look different to that, but it'll have a similar cadence in that there will only be a handful of conversion items. There will only be a handful of attention keeping things that have any substance. In fact, I think we're going to do the summit again. So that's great news. You'll hear more about that soon. We'll do the summit. We will continue to promote the quiz, and we may do one other thing. Excuse me. Oh, the other attention keeping for us is Her Business Live. Right. And so we don't have to do a lot of promotion for that because it's for our buyers. It's for our members show them love and thank them for their commitment to this community. So does that make sense? Is that making some sense? So I've been talking. So you will have a worksheet that will allow you to map out your 2020 promotions. It does. Perfect sense. Great. And so here is my thing again. You want to try and avoid doing monthly promotions unless your business lends itself to monthly promotions. And most of our businesses do not. Instead, I'd love for you to focus on a few promotions, a few launches, a few all-encompassing things, and give yourself nice long runways, right? Do less and obsess. This has been kind of one of the themes of Ideal. Try not to overfill your calendar and leave yourself lots of time for each promotion and for the greatest chance of success. Because there is so many things to figure out. There's the marketing, there's the technology, there's the administration, there's the customer service, there's the visual elements, there's the, you know, new camera you need to buy, all those things. And so your ideal project plan template, you can use to break down each one of those projects into the minute details. But at this point, what I want you to be thinking over the next 4 weeks, and hopefully over the next 2 weeks so that you have a good sense of it before we meet for the Q&A, is what are those promotions going to be and when are they going to be? So when we start big like that and we can go small, that's how we make things real. And for some of you, if you're still figuring out who your ideal client is or what you're going to be selling, that's absolutely fine. Maybe you can only see forward enough to put your first promotion on the calendar for the first quarter. But the first quarter, you know, even if your promotion was in February, it's like, how much lead time do you need? Are you going to be closed over Christmas, or are you going to take family vacation, or the kids are going to be off school? So you don't have that time. Where do you need to place things in order to give yourself a runway? Like right now, we're working on Summit. Summit is on the first week of February. I feel like we're already behind because I've just lost some time. And this week I've got events all week. And so it'll be next week before I can really drill down. And I know that I'm chasing my tail because we lose so much time over Christmas and New Year. And so to have a promotion that launches at the beginning of February means we have to load it up this side of Christmas to invite our speakers, to get as many RSVPs as possible, to start collating the images and the bios and figuring out what the topics are going to be and re-looking at the branding. And right, there's so many things to consider. And so you want to do as few of those highly stressful promotions as possible. But my key for you is to really give yourself the lead time you need. Sonia, is your mastermind and mentoring considered to be her business conversion activity? It's conversion. It's conversion, but it's a minor promotion, not a major promotion. Like our membership launch, Ideal and Reach, I feel like are our major launches in the year. Someone's mic's open. We might just take a look at that, Robin. And then Mastermind is much easier because Mastermind is not for everyone. You know, it's really for women in established businesses who have already got great revenue and they're really looking to leverage their marketing. And then mentoring again, mentoring, we just don't have the capacity. Mentoring is our least scalable product or service. And for those of you in service businesses, you get this. It takes mentors. We have to have people, like it involves people. It's high value, low volume. Right? So each purchase is $1,188 and we only have so much capacity. And right now we do not want to be building up the number of mentors. In the beginning of next year, we'll probably bring on some mentors, some experienced business owners, possibly even from within our community, who I think would make great mentors, and we might build that capacity a little bit, but it's not an area of the business that we want to scale. And so we don't make a lot of hoo-ha about it. But you know, every week we're getting someone join. I know someone right here in this group just joined this morning, our mentoring, because it's incredible. It's just we don't have scale. And, you know, PJ's our head mentor and he likes to keep all the good people. and that's usually our members, right? So he needs to pull back a little bit as well. Resummit, it was amazing this year. Yes, I'm so excited. Francine says, I hear you. I'm on holiday for 2 weeks. I have tomorrow. I'll be so behind when I come back. Yeah, that's kind of scary. And so he says, thank you. I feel the same about the agency. I don't want to build the scale on this side of the business. Yeah. So that was just a deliberate choice. It's like, we're not going to, you know, mentorees come in because they word of mouth or they've seen something, you know, then we'll take them as, you know, if they're members, but it's not an area we're trying to put a lot of attention on. You know, where we want to be putting more of our attention is growing our audience so that the next time we open membership, you know, we have a nice influx of members, because we know once people become members, they get to know, like, and trust us. It makes converting any of the other programs so much easier. And it's far more fun for me. I really, you know, I have a great relationship with our members and it's where I have the most fun. And, you know, part of being in this business is about it being enjoyable. All right, very good. So keep it simple. What sort of promotions are likely to give you the biggest results or be the most fun? You know, for me, Summit was one of the most fun things I did this year. I just loved it. I connected with amazing people. It was something different. We got amazing results. And so I'm excited to do it again. The other thing, again, to think about as you're doing these projects is, what do I have skills for already, or the knowledge or the resources, time, money, staff, to pull it off effectively? And those, I don't need as much lead time. But if it's something brand new, if it involves me learning to do a whole new thing, then maybe I need to put that a little later in the year, because it's going to take a little bit of time. I can still start to chip away because I've done my project plan and I know what I can start on now, but you may not want to put that in the first quarter. All right. I love this quote. As you know, our book club book earlier this year was Atomic Habits. This quote here says, "The highest level of mastery is simplicity. Most information is irrelevant and most effort is wasted. But only the expert knows what to ignore." And this is the lovely James Clear, the ever wise James Clear. I have quoted this book so many times, I can't tell you. And that's it. You want to know what it is that you can ignore, because you do not need to do all of it. But what you do need to do is decide. And just, this is coming intuitively to me to say it to you, is that if you have an idea about something you want to have in the future, and here is where you are now, at some point you must make a decision. And a decision means, until we make a decision, we don't lose the weight, we don't move house, we don't, you know, create the course. There's a point where you need to make a decision. And anytime we make a decision, we create firm ground beneath us. If we find that we're off on the wrong track, we can change track. But anytime we are not deciding, we are on uneven ground. And it can be really hard to make progress, right? It slows us way down. And so when you look at your 2020 promotional calendar, just make some decisions. I'm going to do this in May. I'm going to do this in September. And just back yourself. You have all the resources you need inside of this community to put together most of the types of promotions you're going to do. There's going to be someone here in this community that can support you with that, that has done that before, that can point you in the right direction, that knows the technology, that knows the right type of marketing. Alrighty. I must remember that next time a bright, shiny object pops up. Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to give you a link, and it'll be in the email that you receive. If you're listening to the recording, then you want to watch out for that. And it's very simple. It's about 3 pages. It's your promotional calendar worksheet. And on that, if we can go to the next slide, please. You want to map out your attention getting, your converting, and your keeping promotional activity. And determine what those campaigns would be. And I'd love to know. I would love to know certainly what your next project is, especially for those of you who are definitely done with your project. And when you choose your next main project, I'd love for you to share it inside the group. And I'd love for you to share your ideas for your promotional calendar or questions you have about that. I know we're doing a Q&A in a couple of weeks. Great. But, you know, starting now, go ahead and choose your next main project. For some of you, it's re-choosing. Like for Viv, it's going back and go, okay, email sequences. For my top lead magnets, you know, is that it? Or is it something else? You know, and then you can work down the details, right? The worksheet will give you very big picture, literally what's in January, what's in March, whatever. So you can see it in a bird's eye view. Then you can go into your template, which we'll give you another link to, and you can sort of drill down and post your progress inside the group. This quote here is one that I've shared with you before. I'm going to share it again, and that it's a step in the wrong direction is better than staying in one spot all your life. Once you're moving, you can correct your course as you go. Again, I'm hearing myself. Something's opened up. Maybe we've got people coming and going. Your automatic guidance system cannot guide you when you're standing still. So what is your automatic guidance system? It's your intuition. It's your inner knowing. You know, it cannot guide you if you are not in motion. It's like you cannot steer a parked car. The other automatic guidance system is me. I cannot steer you. I cannot guide you if you're standing still, if you're undecided. But the moment that you commit, then providence moves too. Some of you will know the commitment poem. And that is the minute you decide something you're going to do, then things will conspire to move you in that direction. You will know where you need more skills, education, resources, team, right? And I know that we've been planning at a general level across all the growth zones. Now I'm saying, okay, so what's going to move the needle for you when it comes to your sales and promotions? Great quote. Yeah, I really like that one too, Linda. All righty. So any questions? We have some time, and that had a little less time than I thought. If you have any questions, go ahead and pop the question in the chat. If you don't mind, I'm going to turn these lights off because they are really hitting me up. I think it is still the remnants of the cold. No questions. Right. Well, we may finish early. How does this apply to a high touch business marketing mentor? Well, it doesn't. This is about promotions. This is what are the promotions. So is the promotion going to be building awareness around the trainings that you do with corporates? So that's you putting out content that positions you as solving that problem that your course solves? Is it actually, right, so that would be attracting. Is it that you are going to actually go out and pitch for the business? You're going to be writing 10 proposals. You're going to be doing a breakfast meeting. You're going to be doing some calls, you know, which is more converting activity. Or is it keeping? Is it about the clients that have already worked with you, just keeping in touch with them, letting them know new case studies? So does that make sense? Let me see if I can find it. Yes. Great. Wondering where in our membership can I revisit the buyer's journey? It's not in the membership. It's really been here inside of Ideal. And it would have been in during the Marketing Accelerator. So in the first four lessons, we dove deep into that. And so that is all in your library. So do you remember, Maria, when we did the lessons right at the beginning? I don't know if you were traveling. Remember when we kicked off Ideal and then we started with marketing and we did the who, your what, your how? Yeah, it's in that. So it'll be inside of your library. Robin, is there something else I need to say about where that can be found? I'm waiting to either hear Robin's voice or see her write something. Robin? Could you unmute yourself, please?
Sorry, I did send you a message. It's Robin. Yeah, that'd be the easiest place to find it. It is in a few other things, I think, but the Marketing Accelerator.
Is that sort of very obvious when they go?
When you go to the Ideal Resource Center, go to the resources tab on the right, and there's a drop down menu there with the different types listed, and there'll be the Ideal Marketing Accelerator will be one of the types listed on there.
Great. Thank you, Robin.
Thanks.
And Sean saying, it does. I simply need to gain clarity and confidence to take action. And Christy Lee says, so the Convert promotion could be our marketing mountain type projects. Yep. The actual promotion, yeah. Any promotion where you're actually going to be asking for the sale, yep. So that's a conversion, especially if you're doing it in a launch style way where you are gearing people up to that. Yep. And Maria says, thanks, Robin. Very good. Awesome. So before we go, I will open up your lines and just take any comments. It's been very relevant to where I am right now, getting ready for next year. Great. If you haven't got a planner, I encourage you to get one. I got a beautiful calendar in the mail today, actually. Talking about calendars. Viv, I don't know if you did this one. I got one from Jennifer Lim. Did you do that? Let me find Viv. Did you do that one? Sorry, you're muted. Let me see if I can unmute you. There we go.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I think she probably got that done in Singapore.
In Singapore, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we only box ship within Australia. So, yeah, but it looked lovely. The image that she posted, it looks like a really great job.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, thank you. Are you still taking orders for calendars or too late?
Absolutely. No. We take orders for pre-Christmas delivery up until the end of the first week of December.
Oh, very good. Good.
We're still going. And we do kind of break that rule a bit sometimes. So, yeah. We squeeze them in.
Squeeze them in. Yeah, well, you know, because you've got to make hay, right? Because
absolutely,
they become obsolete. Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah, so if you do need a planner, though, as opposed to a calendar, you can still get your 2020 planner. And Casey is really useful for planning next year, given I'm changing direction slightly. Yeah, great. And Sonia says, here's a question, what's the best place to track my sales conversions? No, it doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. We're just going to wrap up. So tell me very quickly, what do you mean? What's the best place to track my sales?
Yeah, I didn't think it makes sense, but anyway, you know, when you speak to a client and you make a sale, where's the best place, like, to say, okay, well, today this month I've had five inquiries and I converted four. Where's the best place to track?
Oh, great. That's a really good question. How does anyone else do that, Franny?
Hey Sonia, all you need is a very simple CRM to do that. So CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. Mm-hmm. And so that should be able to see where your people are coming from, what the lead source is, and then what the steps were and what your conversion rate is. So I use Zoho, but it's probably good to have a look at what's going to best integrate with the systems that you have so that you can pull people in from your marketing system into a sales system, then into your client system. So you're not, so basically you enter them once in the marketing system, then through into the, and sometimes
right.
You can get
so you
a
use
marketing
that.
And sales system. Yeah.
So okay. So, and Christy Lee saying she, I don't know if it's pronounced a cello. I might be making it way too Italian. And then you use ACT. So, oh yeah, so if you have your customer profile, and then there must be some reporting that you can say, give me the sales between this date and this date. You know, oh, very simply, it would be a, you could do use a spreadsheet, but again, that's like going backward. But if that's all you had, and you can say inquiries that came in today, but you want everyone using the same system, inquiries that came in today, you know, and then when they converted. But if you use a CRM, it's going to allow you to see, oh, you know what, our average conversion time is 7 days, or it's 14 days, or it's 28 days. And that might give you a benchmark, and then you can try improving on that. But I don't think, is that, does anyone else use anything else as a way of tracking leads to conversions?
I know it's a basic question, but I just thought, if I was living in the dark ages, or is there something newer that to do?
Right. Well, everyone's going to have different systems based on their business. And, you know, you have a high volume sort of business compared to some people. Some people are selling one, you know, four corporate trainings a year. Now, you might, you will still want to track that, you know, because you'll identify, you know, what sort of clients are the ones that convert. So I think it's a great question.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. All righty. Yeah, so Anita says online retail like mine, I use Google Analytics. Yeah, and so we use a combination of, you know, what's tracking through Facebook ads as far as what that's saying conversions are, and then we have lead sources based on what activity we're doing, you know, what's come from strategic alliances, what's come from different emails. There's so many ways to measure it, but I think, again, just keep it simple so that it makes sense for you. It gives you a benchmark. You know how to make decisions from that and be able to discern what activity is worthwhile and what activity is not. Very good. Kay says, I live in the dark ages, so I just write the number of clients I see per month on my calendar. But Kay, I guess the question is here, how many do you see? So they're already sales, but how many, it might be worth also noting, well, there's how many inquiries, but then they never came back. And, I, you know, having a follow-up system, it just is a little less dark ages. And Sonia says, I'm like, you guys, stop beating yourselves up. All right. But tracking is good. Tracking is good. All right. As we wrap up here, I'm just going to open up your lines. Christy Lee, anything you feel like saying?
No, lots of things to think about for next year's planning. I had a few ideas, so I'll overlay those. But, yeah, I need to populate that a little bit more. And I just need to get on top of MailChimp. I think I just need to learn that myself. And then I can get things rolled out quicker than what they're happening right now, I think.
Okay. Do you have someone helping you?
Yes, but I've had a few speed humps along the way, we'll call them. Okay. So yeah, I might just take that back for now so I can learn it myself, and then I can, then I'll be back in control, I think.
Great, thank you. Sonia, you're asking about the action steps. We will pop them in an email for you so that you have those. Yep, and Viv's using Google Analytics to inquiry stage, but paper tracking of actual sales. Yeah, thank you, Anita. I want to kick that call too. It's I thought it was gone, but it's hanging around. Awesome session. Certainly put that hand out to you. It's great. Ange, anything you want to say?
I've got a couple of things. Yeah, make it more simple. Mine's a bit complicated right now, so I'll change that up.
All right. Very good. Maria. You must have muted your end or frozen. There you are. No, I'm not getting anything. I will go to Fran. Here we go.
Hello. Hi. Yes, I'm in massive catch up after my Freddie being sick all last week. But grateful that he was at the front gate yesterday morning, 15 minutes before we had to leave for school. So he was raring to go.
I was like, get me back to my friends.
Mum's so boring.
Oh, I'm sure not. Thank you. Sean.
Susie, I think I have to now apply the planning principles and processes to the sales and marketing and think through how, you know, all the things you've spoken about here and have spoken about the same things prior to this, how they apply to my turn to business to business.
They totally apply. I just have to
think about how they apply to my particular circumstance,
right,
and what to focus on. Yes. Given that what's happening to date, as I've mentioned, is really, you know, all of my work is coming through recommendations. It's sort of the keep people bit is evidently working.
Yes, absolutely.
work in my towards, you know, getting new work and the kind of work that I actually want and where I want it. So
yeah, you bring up a good point. Yeah, I think that's great. And if you've got to keep working really great, then work it. But at some point that may dry up. And so that's where.
Yeah. And also I think I'll be active in, you know, as I say, it's been somewhat serendipitous and therefore ad hoc really to date. And it's how actually getting some sort of intentional process and around that so that it can grow.
Well, Fran's saying happy to help you with that. That's my thing too. Maybe we could do some planning together.
I'd love that, Fran, very much.
Good-o. Love it. Jane.
Oh, hi. That's been great. Unfortunately, I missed about 20 minutes of it. I had to go to another call. Look, what I did here, and I'll catch up on the recording, I'm going to apply to my planning retreat that we're having with our team on the 9th, 10th and 11th of December. So we've never done any marketing for our company. Our company has just grown through word of mouth. I am worried it will dry up. And so I'm all about putting systems in place. That's my new project, systems.
What I love is that this concept, it's really easy for your team to get a grasp of. Is this attracting? Is this converting? Is this keeping? You know, it's like a very simple model, but it doesn't mean it's easy. But for, you know, as you're bringing new people into your way of thinking as a leader, it's great to have some simple ways to do that. Yeah, so good luck with that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Linda.
Thank you. I have come away with the idea that I may need to add a little bit more lead time into the launch of my big program. I don't know that I've left myself quite enough time. So I'm going to reassess that.
Good. Very good. That is a great aha, you know, to give yourself the best chance of success. Terrific. Thank you. And living in the dark ages, Sonia, yes?
That's me. Look, there's a lot of information, a lot. I'll be super planning myself, that's for sure, which I've never done so much in my life. And there's a lot of good takeaways. So I've made so many notes. So in the dark ages, that's all here. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. So my thing that anything I can do to support you is just keep it simple. Just take one thing away and implement it. Don't worry about all of it because I know you can put yourself in a bit of a spin.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Viv.
It's been very good to get back on the horse because I've been in survival mode for quite a while. This has all been good, just reinforcing what I have intended to do and get back into action. So, yeah, I'm fired up to hit the ground running in the new year with a plan.
Wonderful. Thank you. Julie.
Great session, Susie. I need to hear it a few times for it to become second nature. So every time you go over something, it just reinforces what I need to know. Quick question, looking at the bigger picture for 2020, as Ideal is coming to up sort of the 12 months that we have been in the group, how does it work after that?
That is a really good question. I have been thinking about that and I haven't firmed up my ideas. So let me let you know in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yep. Or, you know, in January when I've had a bit more time to think about it. But thank you. But we've still got plenty of time. Waiting until April.
I'm with you, the bigger picture. So that's
okay. Yes. You're looking at the bigger picture. I'm with you. So one thing Julie said that I think is really important, just so you know, when I go over things again, it's not because I don't have anything else to say. It's because it all comes back to the same foundational things. Inside our year-long mastermind program, which is like our $18,000, $20,000 program, we had the foundational moves. We revisit the same things. And that is because marketing is marketing is marketing. Business is business is business. Bright, shiny objects come our way, but the buyer's journey is sound. The ideal business system is sound. And so we're just laying over things over it. And I know for me, I certainly hear things differently depending on what stage of business I'm in and what I'm going through at the time. So I'm not going to be giving you bright, shiny objects, but I will make it as relevant to your business as I possibly can. Thank you. Jo?
Yes, I've taken the message, keep it simple. I think I've probably been a bit adventurous in what I'm planning next year. So I'm going to relook at it, plan it a bit. Yeah, plan it in more detail using what you've given us.
Great, thank you. Francine?
Hello, hello. Well, I have just cancelled about three things that are supposed to be happening whilst I'm away on holiday because my people are just not up to speed and I'm just stressing about it right now. So I've just cancelled it. So that's that. So that's just... Anyway, yes, so I'm the one person who has done the marketing thing. So I'm going to go and revisit it with the new information that you have provided and tweak a few things. So that's great. And tomorrow I'm off on a cruise for 2 weeks with my mum.
Oh my gosh, have a fabulous time.
Yeah.
And you know what? Taking those things off, the cancelling, it's freeing up your life, you know? It's good.
Yeah. And look, they're not moneymakers anyway. And so sod it.
So sod it. There we go. That's going to be the quote of the day.
Only
so
money.
Sod it.
You know, sod it, you know.
You're funny. Judy.
Yes.
Anything you want to say before we go?
Yep. I'm here now. Yes, I've got to get on to putting my year planner together. And I think that'll clarify a few things. I find the more I learn, the more confused I'm getting on how to put it all together.
But okay, so you might want to go back to the last recording when we did planning generally and just look at that framework again and maybe do this with Mike of what are our strategic objectives for the year and what are the key projects and just break it down to what's very simple and then you can pop it in the group and get some feedback. We just went a little deeper today in sales and marketing as it comes to our plan. But let me know. Don't drown. Let me know what you need.
Okay. I'll survive. Okay.
Good. That's what I want to hear. Thank you. Sonia. Malyoki, sorry.
I really like the way you broke down your own promotional calendar, and I learned a lot today from how you did the conversion activities versus retention getting. So, I mean, my focus and the simplicity will be around launching the course, creating the course, and delivering it. But then in the new year, I will look at ways of developing content that promotes the course indirectly. And I put your calendar up on my door. I don't know if you can see it from there.
I can see it now that you mention it. I can. Yeah, I love it.
I started to fill it out. But see, the question I have is I do have some variables happening next year. And I might be traveling back to Canada. And how do you deal with that? Like, do you, and it's out of my control when things are happening.
So well, you can only know what you know. You know, you can only commit to what you know you can commit to. So maybe you work on the first quarter because you're more confident about that. But life is throwing you a whole lot of curveballs. And so, and you don't have a big team. And so I don't really know how to answer that other than you can only plan what you can plan for sure. And then if something needs to move, again, as long as you, okay, it's like this is a project that has a 3-month lead time. Something comes up, I need to move it, then I know I need to find another 3-month block in order to do that. You know, if I condense the timeline, it likely won't happen. So I don't know if that answers your question at all. You just have to get definite with the infinite. You know, you're going to have to put some things in the ground and say, look, unless a relative is sick or, you know, something happens out of the blue, then there's some things that you'll just need to commit to because they're going to be important to you and your business. But of course, if life throws you a curveball, then you're just going to have to go with that. And the unfortunate part when we're a small business and we don't have a team, that might mean abandoning a project. That can sometimes cost us money. But otherwise, if we do have a team, if Jane had to go off somewhere, then the team can probably still deliver, what it is that she's doing. It just becomes a little more difficult when, we're small operators.
I've got a team, but they're more online to help me on the agency side rather than where I'm going with the online sort of courses. But
Well, again, you might develop an evergreen funnel, which then doesn't need you to be doing anything anytime because, you know, it's delivering the course. This is a great question that it would be great if you get, if I'm sort of hitting any of the marks, pop it in the group because I think it would make for good discussion. Okay. Yeah, great. Thank you. Selena. Nope, can't. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, great. So, good session, great session. And I have put in my diary that I'm going to do planning then between the next 2 weeks. I've never actually done planning. So this is going to do my head in, but I'm going
to start. It doesn't. Did you order a planner?
Yes, I have the planner.
Then you have the guidelines.
Cool. Yeah. So next, when I come to the next session, question and answers, I will have questions.
All right. I will be ready for them. Yeah. I know it can be overwhelming. You haven't done it before, but just do what you can, you know. Some plan is better than no plan, right?
Well, that thing of keeping it simple. So yeah. That's it.
Yeah, and start with the personal. If you follow the guidelines, you'll see it says start with the personal. Put your personal in there first. Feel good about that. Then, you know, deal with business. But again, let me know if you have any questions. Cool. Thank you. All right. And I don't know if we're going to be able to hear you, Kay.
I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Yes.
Now. You can. Yes. Okay. Yeah, no, I was driving before, so it was harder. What did I get? I love the 3 points, the attention getting, the conversion, and the attention keeping. It's so simple and it's just so logical. So good. I'm going to be standing in that when I do my work, you know, keep working on my planning.
Great. Thank you. Chandra.
Hello. And Kay and I have swapped positions because I am now driving. so I hope you can hear me. Yes. Yeah, it was really great. I loved, as Kay just said, the... you know, just thinking about the three different sort of stages and thinking about them as almost like, you know, the theming of each month or something that you said, suggested of going, what's this month? Is there a purpose? And that was really great for me. And also thinking about putting in the major promotions and thinking of them as like big rocks of the promotion and then working backwards from there. So I think it's added another great layer to help me get to the next stage of my planning.
Great. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to see your plans. I'm going to do a post asking for you to post them. I won't be able to see the detail, but that doesn't matter. I just want to see your planners being filled out. And thank you for those of you who have already posted. If you haven't got a planner yet, we are selling those through to the end of the year. And it's $25 for two planners and the guidelines, which again, I don't care if you use our planner or not, but just get a planner. The next session we have is 10th of December. It is our Q&A call. And of course, the questions will be all around your promotional calendars and sales and marketing and your planning, but they can be about anything. And so Robin will put a post there so that you can start to ask those questions. And again, get them in early. Gives me lots of time to ponder them and give you the best response possible. And as I said, for those of you who are waiting on my response to your personal brand accelerator, again, my apologies. It was a technical thing. We did not get the notifications, but we have the team, well, Natalie specifically was putting all those together for me so that I could do those next week when I'm back from Mastermind. We've got Mastermind for the rest of the week. Be awesome. So good to see you. So good to see some of you back. I haven't seen you in ages. So good to see all of you. And for those of you who are listening to the recording, we missed you and hope to see you at the Q&A call. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now, everyone. Thank you.